From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets mostly lower today amid a weakening Chinese economy. Asian markets trended lower early Wednesday in trading following Tuesday's mixed global market performance brought on in part by a softening of the Chinese economy. The U.S. stock market rallied but ended in negative territory Tuesday. Financial writer Rhonda Schaffler says the market volatility is a surprise to some.
The market over the last couple of days is behaving as the market typically does. The issue is we just haven't seen this kind of volatility for some time. So really what's been happening in the market is dramatic. It feels scary to some. The headlines look nasty. But markets go up and down, and we've been in a period that has been absent of volatility for so long that many investors have forgotten that this is what it's like.
Tuesday, China's central bank cut key interest rate and told banks they could hold less money in reserve, making it easy for consumers to buy and companies to build and hire. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is expected to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba. The UN Security Council on Tuesday threatened an arms embargo, travel ban, and asset freeze if he doesn't. Speaking to the council by video link Tuesday, the head of the UN mission there, UNMISS, Ellen Margrethe Loy, said heavy fighting continues despite the deal's call for a cessation of hostilities.
Despite this hopefully positive development, the security situation on the ground has been volatile and tense. Fighting in the greater Upper Nile region has remained intense, and further escalation of hostilities in southern Unity State has had increasingly severe consequences for the civilian population.
This is VOA News. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday said Turkey has agreed to fly in coalition air missions against the Islamic State.
This includes full integration into the coalition's air tasking order, which tracks, coordinates, and deconflicts all coalition air operations. It could take a few days to put these technical arrangements into place at the operational level. We believe that Turkey is committed to fully participating as soon as possible.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said last week the Pentagon wanted Turkey to do more in the fight against the IS group. Last month, Ankara agreed to allow U.S. aircraft to fly anti-IS missions out of its Incirlik air base, and Ankara proposed carving out a safe zone in Syria to protect refugees escaping the violence. The head of the U.N. Nuclear Watchdog Agency Tuesday said he is confident about his agency's ability to determine if Iran sought to develop a nuclear weapon more than a decade ago. IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano said Tuesday that Tehran has handed his investigators a substantive volume of information about its nuclear activities. But Mr. Amano said it's premature to know whether or not any of the divulged new details related to possible nuclear weapons development. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday said he is open to the idea of a coalition against IS, but indicates there is little chance of that happening with his enemies. Speaking on Hezbollah's El Manar television Tuesday, Mr. Assad said any alliance that ends the bloodshed must be a priority, but added it's not possible that states which stood with terrorism would be the states that will fight terrorism. That in apparent reference to Turkey and Saudi Arabia, who have backed insurgent groups operating inside Syria. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe presented his first State of the Nation address in 8 years on Tuesday amid heckling from the opposition. He insisted his government is pressing to revive the economy by boosting agriculture, encouraging private investment, and fighting corruption. But Elias Mudzuri of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change is unimpressed.
I was hoping to hear what jobs have been created by today, what we are doing about the vendors. What are we doing about the jobs which have been lost? I wanted an answer from the president's view on how we are going to solve those things.
Zimbabwe's economy has been on a downward spiral for more than a decade with slow growth, low liquidity, and high unemployment. The World Food Program recently warned that 16% of the population could be food insecure this year. A lion charged and killed a safari guide leading a group of tourists in the Hwange National Park in Zimbabwe, where the lion Cecil was killed by an American dentist last month, sparking an international outcry. A police spokesperson Tuesday said the incident occurred Monday when one of six lions turned and attacked whales. None of the tourists was harmed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.